I don't know who will find this letter, but please consider it my last will and testament, for by the time you read this, I will already be gone. I am going to the tower in the east. I will not return until my brother's death is avenged. Mother, I'm sorry for the damage I've caused to our family's reputation, but this is about something far bigger than tradition. I must follow my heart, no matter the consequences. Please forgive me. And to Bangers and Mash, I'm sorry for lying to you. I hope you will forgive me as well. Signed, Jessica.
You! I knew you'd be back for the jewels! You killed my brother! Now you'll suffer the same fate! You're fast! I guess thieves need to be quick on their toes, but you won't get away from me this time! Prepare to...
Alistair?
Stay my spell, but it's too late!
Alistair?
Alistair? Is that really you? No! Alistair! Don't leave me! I really must apologize for my behavior. We'll talk more later, but I need to be alone right now. I'll see you back at the village.
Not this again!
Of course I'm sad. I can't believe I even have to say it.
But all you can think of is tradition and family obligations. I'm talking about avenging his murder.
Our family's way? Who cares about our family's way? I don't expect you to believe me, but Alistair spoke to me. He told me to follow my heart. That's why my mind is made up. I don't care about the consequences. I'm going to make Alistair's murderer pay.
Fine. I was planning on leaving until you came to your senses anyway. Bangers? Mash? Let me through. I'm getting my things.
I'm sorry for not telling you the truth before.
Forgive me?
Yes, I am. And I want you two to watch over the village while I'm gone. Alistair told me this would happen. He said you two would protect the town and grow up to be famous warriors.
Come on, chin up.
Your mission guarding my room is over. I want you to patrol outside from now on.
Well, I'm leaving. Thanks for being such a great mum. Have a nice life.
I don't have time to argue. I want you to put out to sea now.
Haven't you been listening?
I told you I'd take care of that.
Is there anyone around here with half a brain?
Ah, speak of the devil.
You're the travellers from the tower. Didn't I tell you to wait for me in Alexandria?
I wanted to properly apologize to you.
Well, whatever. I'm glad you're here now.
Actually, I have a favor to ask. Would you mind coming over here for a minute?
So you're saying you won't let me fight the sea monster?
Fine, fine. Not to worry. I've asked these sturdy men to take care of it for me.
Okay?
Well, there you have it. Everyone's happy. Can I count on you guys?
Okay then. Quartermaster, prepare the ship.
Are you ready to set sail?
What? You still aren't ready?
So why are you hanging around here?
Hurry up and do whatever it is you have to do.
I'll be waiting here. Come back as soon as you're ready.
What? Have you forgotten what happened back at the tower?
Hello?
Dormagus? Remember?
And now I hear he's headed south.
We can't follow him so long as the ships are stuck in port.
Now will you take care of that sea monster?
I knew I could count on you.
I still can't get what we saw in the tower out of my mind.
Who is this Dormagus? And what does he want?
And why did he murder my brother? I'll track him to the ends of the earth.
But first, we've got to make the waters safe for ships to sail. The sea monster that's standing in our way is supposed to be pretty strong. You'd better be prepared.
I'll be waiting here. Come back as soon as you're ready.
Wow, that was really something. I didn't think he'd be that strong.
But the fact is, he's standing between us and the southern continent. Are you ready to try again?
What? You still aren't ready?
So why are you hanging around here?
Hurry up and do whatever it is you have to do.
Not bad, guys. You're a lot stronger than you look.
You know, we've never properly introduced ourselves. I'm Jessica, Jessica Albert.
And who might you be?
Yangus and the Gov, is it?
Right.
Thanks again for your help with the sea monster.
Now,
Let's find Dul Magus. I'm sure you need to get ready first, so let's head back to Port Prospect. I'll tell the captain to weigh anchor. Oh, I almost forgot. I called you two thieves back at the tower and I never formally apologized. So, forgive me. Anyway, I'll talk to the captain. Ah, there you are. So what are you two up to? Gov, huh? I've been meaning to ask you about that. You know, he doesn't exactly look like your governor. If anything, it looks the other way around. What's the story? It is it? Well, why don't you just give me the highlights? So that's how you met. But what happened to all the laughter, thrills, and tears? Whatever. You can tell me all about it later. Right now, I need some fresh air. We took care of the sea monster, so I got them to agree to wait for us. I figured you'd like to rest and buy provisions before we set sail again. I'll be waiting for you here. Don't take too long now. We've got work to do. Actually, before we go, I have a favor to ask. You're after Dul Magus just like I am, right? We're fighting for the same reasons. So I was thinking, why don't we do this together? I haven't been studying magic for long, but I still have a lot to offer. What do you say? No, huh? Yeah, I expected as much. It's a big decision after all. But I'm sorry. Once I've made up my mind, I just can't let something drop. It's just how I am. So I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. I'm joining your party. I've got a great feeling about this. Thanks, guys. Well, now that's taken care of. Let's go. Take it easy, you guys. What are you, a couple of cavemen? What? You're out of luck. I'm fine. Apart from you leering at me. Hey, I hope you don't plan on keeping this ring. We're going to Myella Abbey right now to give it back to that smarmy cheat, whether he likes it or not. Yeah, we told you. It was your man who asked us to check up on the abbot. What right have you to keep us here? We've no use for a ring like that. He set us up. I should have known better than to believe a single word from the mouth of a filthy cheat like you. Shh, someone's coming. What are you up to? Sure, Romeo, in your dreams. What do you mean, what are we doing here? You told us to come. Now you can take back this stupid ring and we'll be on our way. A favor? You're kidding, right? What makes you think we'd want to help you? A jester. I guess I can give it a try. Let's see. There. Just don't ask me to get rid of all of them, okay? My magic may be powerful, but it's not that powerful. Don't you think it's a bit early to be congratulating ourselves? We still have a lot to do. Like going after Dul Magus, remember? That's why we went to so much effort to get the ship in the first place. Avenge my brother's death without that mirror. You can leave me out of this, thank you. This from a guy who runs at the slightest hint of danger? Don't make me laugh. Someone's pleased with himself. How much longer have we got to babysit this sissy? Oh, what's that noise? Are we under attack or something? Don't you think we should tell Charmless that it's about time we got back to the castle? Do you really think Charmless is going to try and pass off that Argon heart he bought as one he won in battle? We should go to the castle and see. That's why we've come to see you. Being so wise and everything, we thought you could tell us how to get its magic back. Defeating Dual Magus isn't going to bring Alistair back. It's hard to know what to feel. You mean this? I think you better apologise. We've done nothing to deserve that little tirade. We're just normal travellers. I made a promise to my brother. You'll pay for what you did. You murdered my brother. I won't let you out of here alive. Now I've found you. Right, Dual Magus. This is for Alistair. I hope you like it here, because you're about to become a permanent fixture.
Such a pity.
You can't see how useless your feeble enchantments are against the might of this scepter. Already it has claimed the lives of four heirs. It is time to end this.
Watching you struggle on in vain is just too pitiful.
Watch this. Well, you were quicker than I expected. Well, see, your pathetic circle has helped you after all. If it hadn't bought you some time, you'd already be dead. Don't worry, you're safe. For now, I'm not in the mood to take you all on at once. I just haven't got it in me. If I were you, I'd prepare a sturdy defense for our next meeting. And perhaps a shroud. I see you've ignored my advice to prepare a stronger defense. Domenico! Such a pity that you should die never knowing about your noble origins. I could tell from the start that this absurd show-off was not the one. The scepter is all-knowing. No, I seek the chosen heir of the great sage Cupus, one of the seven who sealed away the Lord of Darkness, Wrathorn. And that, David, is you. What a pity that the one who should be protecting you is unaware of his responsibility. I wondered when you'd turn up. Fine, I knew I'd have to fight you somewhere along the way. Still, I have to admit I'll be a little sad to watch you die. It's not possible. No human could match the power of the scepter. You won't get away with this! Now you'll see the true power of this scepter. Already it has ended the bloodline of four of the sages. This town will burn, and every one of you will perish!
A sage? What do you mean? Really? So, maybe that's why you're so good at them too. Maybe it came from her. You think? Well, I can't do either. If you ask me, your magic's amazing.
And you, King Trode, what happened? I feel like I've just woken up from a really long dream. Yes, I do remember. But wasn't that all a dream? I was being controlled by a hideous magical force. Just like Dual Magus was. It was this huge, terrible, evil, magical being. The Lord of Darkness, Wrathorn. But I found some things out. Listen, I've got so much to tell you. Yes, Wrathorn was ordering me to do things. He told me to seek out and destroy the heirs of the Seven Sages so his seal would be broken. Rapthorn once terrorized the world, and it was the Seven Sages who managed to seal away his soul. They didn't have the power to destroy him completely, but they shut his soul away in the scepter and sealed it with their mystical blood. Rapthorn's curse seeks to destroy those sages' heirs. Master Rylus, my brother Alistair, Abbot Francisco, and the man from Baccarat. Everyone who's been killed has been an heir of one of the Seven Sages. I don't know, but there are only three heirs left, David and two others. If the heirs of all Seven Sages are wiped out, Rapthorn's seal will be broken and he'll escape from the sept... That's it! The scepter! King Trude, where is it? Where's the scepter? No! David's in danger. Whoever picks up the scepter will fall under Rapthorn's control. We have to find it. We have to save David. Come on, we must find the scepter before it's too late.
Oh. Oh.
I'm back with you. Oh, I nearly forgot. Wait a minute. It's nothing much, but ever since we defeated Dormagus and I picked up the scepter, I haven't been able to speak my own mind. So I just wanted to say this now. I don't feel like I've avenged my brother's death at all. I don't know who or what this Lord of Darkness Rapthorn is, but we can't afford to relax while the scepter is still missing. I don't intend to stop searching until we found that scepter and sealed Rapthorn away again. So, I guess we'll be spending a lot more time together. Sorry, did that come out a bit strange? Oh, yeah? Well, at least I don't look strange. You should look in a mirror sometime. Really? Thanks. You're sweet, you know that? Sorry, Bangers. I'm only dropping in for a bit. I've still got a long way to go. It's a bit complicated. I've kind of avenged Alistair's death, but I kind of haven't. Just now. But I've got to leave again straight away. I still haven't dealt with the person responsible for Alistair's death. I'm sorry. Mum. Thank you. Oh, please. Give it a rest. Complaining the whole time won't make it any warmer, you know? I hope you don't mind me asking, but why do you live all the way out here on your own? Really? It must be pretty tough living on your own like this, duty or no duty. Stop where you are! You aren't getting away this time! It's Red, isn't it? What brings you here? Emperor, I'm so sorry. He's going to die! Help! Oh, it's that lever! Whenever the guards change over, one of them has to operate it! Someone will have to stay behind, otherwise we're all stuck here! Angelo? Are you just going to let him leave? He's really badly hurt. Oh, this doesn't look good! Oh, we've got to get out of here! At last, I can finally go back and tell Bangers and Mash it's all over. And I have something to tell Alistair, too. That he was right all along. I only made it this far because I followed my heart. Neither am I. Hey, look! Excuse me, but in case you hadn't noticed, I'm not a man and I'm certainly not yours. The scepter? Hey there, long time no see. How have you been? You look pretty well, that's for sure. But how come you haven't visited me in Alexandria? I've missed you. Huh? You're on your way to pick up Princess Medea? Yeah, I guess it's time to get going. Okay then, I'll be waiting for you down in the courtyard. You know, I was planning to go off and live on my own, but my mother was so worried I ended up settling down back at home. I guess the time I spent away from her made us both realize what's truly important to us. We get on really well now. I'm not much of a replacement for my brother, but I decided to stay and look after Alexandria. With everyone's help, of course. But enough of that. Have you heard? Apparently, Yangus and Red have teamed up now and they're doing something together. Can you believe it? Last I remember, they couldn't exchange two words without three insults. I wonder what went on between them. We can handle things here. Just save the princess. Well, we can't just turn back. Come on, someone must have a bright idea. That's Yangus, always thinking with his stomach. By the way, There's something about this Chen Mui fellow that sticks in my mind. We only just met him today. How does he know so much about us? You know, for once, I actually agree with you, Yangus. Sorry, do you know him or something? And what do you mean, a strange hand?
Oh, I just got this strange image in my head. There was a desert, and a huge skeleton of a dragon, was it? And a crystal ball. Oh, no, I don't like it. It feels too much like when I was being controlled by Rapthorn. Everyone, this is it. This is the place I saw. Come on then, the crystal ball should be in here. The wildlands he mentioned must be the place where we found the ship, don't you think? I was so excited about finding it, I didn't think to look around. We should head back there and see if we missed anything. What? What's he done to us? Marcello, what are you doing here? Oh, hi. When I ran away from home, I thought that if I could only stop Dormagus, I'd at least have avenged Alistair's death. But it turns out Dormagus was just a puppet. Rapthorn is the real villain. You know, I can't help wondering what chance people like us stand against an enemy like that. It seems so hopeless. Ugh, listen to me. I sound like such a wimp. I don't know what's got into me lately. I'm normally the one giving everyone else encouragement, right? Hey, well, I suppose you provide your fair share of encouragement too. Do you really think so? You're always so kind. All right then. We've got an early start tomorrow. We should probably get some sleep. Alistair, once all this is over, I'll be back. I promise. Hey! The sun's setting while you're lounging around, you know. Get a move on, will you? The next town won't come to us. Well, it was a bit of a squeeze getting into this dress, but how do I look? After you got back to the inn last night, Princess Medea asked for me. When I went to see her, she told me the wedding was off and asked if I wouldn't mind getting married instead. I thought she was joking at first, but then King Trode said the same thing, and King Clavius too. I was just about to tell them that I'd rather die than marry Charmels when Medea explained what she meant. And before I knew it, I was trying on this dress. Then Mum turned up, and Bangers and Mash too. My head's still spinning. It all happened so fast. But, well, I love you. I'm not sure since when, but I suddenly realized you're all I think about. I wanted to tell you, but I was sure you only had eyes for Princess Medea, so I decided to keep my feelings to myself. That is, until she told me that you were in love with someone else. When I heard that, I couldn't help hoping. And that's when I decided I don't want to go on pretending. Burying my feelings isn't going to change what my heart is telling me. I think you're the one. But what about you? Am I really the person you want to be with for the rest of your life? If not, I'll understand. Just tell me, okay? I want to hear it from you. I want to know how you really feel. My hero. Mum, that really means a lot to me. Actually, I was thinking of staying for a while. We've barely stopped since I left to avenge Alistair's death. I could do with a rest. Come on then, everyone's waiting outside. Great Alexandra, grant us your blessing and watch over us until the end of our days. I can't believe how much has happened since I first met you and the others here. You know, I really wasn't sure about you at first. I thought you were a bit of a pushover, always doing what other people told you. But then, when you saved me from Rapthorn's curse, I started to see you in a different light. Before I knew it, I felt like I could rely on you like I used to rely on Alistair. And the longer we spent together, the more my feelings grew, until I realized I'd fallen for you. It all seems like a lifetime ago already. Just too much has happened. Anyway, we should be getting back to the house. To our house. I am so happy right now. Just think. From now on, I can come to you for everything. Right, hubby? Morning. How did you sleep? I couldn't sleep a wink. What do you think will happen to us now? I wonder what's going on outside.